Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
A world-famous sportsman who won Wimbledon as a 17-year-old, led a turbulent personal life that often spilled into public view, became a charismatic television commentator and the coach who brought the best out of arguably the best player of all time, served jail time for hiding assets in a bankruptcy fraud case, and for a short golden period thought he had attained diplomatic immunity through a position as a cultural attaché for the Central African Republic.
Yes,
you might think Boris Becker is a very watchable subject for a two-part documentary, and you would be 100% right, Hamer.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Don't worry, Karen. I know you think Boris only accepted that role as a diplomat in an African country because he thought it would give him diplomatic immunity from the bankruptcy proceedings he was facing.
Well, I did. Cross my mind.
Nah, totally different things.
Stefan, I've never met the man before, said the president and the ambassador. Respect your international standing. You know, you do have a mixed race family, so you understand some of the issues better than most white people. And they're considering giving you a seat at the Security Council in New York. So, oof, that sounds serious. Stefan said that you could use the immunity status to stop the bankruptcy proceedings. Then I said, hold on, that's two different shoes. The one has nothing to do with the other.
But you yourself have said, I have now asserted diplomatic immunity, as I'm in fact bound to do, in order to bring this farce to an end. So you yourself have connected the two things.
That's correct, but one has nothing to do from the other.
I was confused. On the one hand, Boris's lawyers publicly stated that his status as an ambassador gave him immunity from bankruptcy. Boris said that was true, but also not true. One had nothing to do with the other. I wondered, what was the point of view in the Central African Republic?
So yeah, becoming a diplomat, diplomatic immunity from bankruptcy case, totally separate.
Just completely different
issues.
Things. I don't know why you're bringing this up again.
That's a clip from Boom Boom, The World versus Boris Becker, a new movie made by the Oscar-winning narrator, Alex Gibney. Oscar-winning director, I should say, Alex Gibney, who you heard doing a bit of narration there, which he does plenty of in this, I'm going to say imperfect documentary, Murph. You know.
Yes, son.
But it is...
It is imperfect. It is also... very, very watchable.
Yeah. I think it's a good way of doing it. Our guest movie reviewer was Caitlin Thompson, and you can hear that chat if you become a World Service member today. Our own Ken Erdy has long championed Trent Alexander-Arnold as a central midfield player, disguised as a right back. And finally, the penny seems to be dropping with Jurgen Klopp. Not that Ken wants to make too much of a deal or take too much credit for it.
There were a few people, obviously, communicating with me saying, wow, I mean, this is one of the most glorious moments of vindication.
Ultimate vindication.
That really anyone that we can remember anyone ever having. And it is true. It's true that in many cases,
in any sphere across the scope of human history, this is one of the great moments of vindication, personal vindication for you.
Well, I think of moments, I think of guys like poor old Ignaz Semmelweis.
Oh yeah, so do I. But who is that again, for the benefit of our listening?
Ignaz Semmelweis was the...
Sounds like another German.
I think he might have been Hungarian. Oh, okay. Ignaz. But he of course, was the guy who suggested maybe we should wash our hands before we delve into people's bodies in the surgical sense, you know?
Okay.
Maybe it'd be a good idea to wash our hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my own observations are that when I wash my hands, a lot fewer of my patients die of fever in the days following the procedure. So why don't we bring in a rule where we wash our hands with a sort of a chlorine disinfectant and see where that takes us? Mm-hmm. Well, he was ridiculed. He was chased out of the scientific establishment and died in a lunatic asylum. Ironically enough, from an infected wound. So
that's what you get for not doing your own operations, Ken.
So what I mean is, obviously, a lot of people don't live to see their vindication, because he was vindicated ultimately. People say, oh, you know, that guy was right. Maybe not for the right reasons.
I'm going to say this guy wasn't vindicated at all. You mean his idea was vindicated, but I mean, he didn't. If you don't get the chance to actually enjoy the vindication, then I mean, you know.
Well, he was vindicated posthumously.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is a tragedy. Whereas I have lived to see my vindication. You know, it's a nation grows great when old men plant trees in the shade of which they will never sit. Mm. And here I am sitting in the...
Kicking back.
Sitting in the shade of this tree.
Ironically enough, from an infected wound is one of the best lines in that particular passage there.
Oh, dear.
In fairness to Ken, he does take himself to task when he gets things
wrong. He does.
So it's fair that he revels in his
successes.
I've
never met a broadcaster, journalist, or columnist who holds himself over the coals.
I'm going to bring back this article I wrote before the Russia World Cup to haul myself over the coals.
To show you what a charlatan and a fraud I am. Yeah, fair play.
Frank Lampard's return as Chelsea manager has gone down very well among World Service members. Mm-hmm. But, and I have to say, actually, Ken's fascination with Lampard's tactical master plans is matched only by his growing affection for Lampard's boss.
I love Todd Bowley.
Oh, yeah. Was that not... I mean, does anyone not?
Oh, he's the best thing to happen to the Premier League in a long time, in my opinion. What he's done... No one's ever seen this before. You know, no one's ever made this much money disappear... Mm. Like this before. You kind of assume you spend 600 million euros, the team's going to be better at the end of that, and they're way worse. It's amazing. Lampard, I'm incredibly excited about this 100% record, and I'm wondering how far can he go all the way.
We went through the fixtures yesterday, Ken. There are a couple of winnable ones there against relegation threatened teams. I wouldn't be backing Chelsea to necessarily win either of them, and I'm definitely not backing them in any of those other matches they have to play.
But I was looking at the team that Lampard had picked for this game last night, before the game started, thinking, what is he doing?
Well, it was an attacking lineup, right?
It was three centre-backs, two wing-backs, four central midfielders, and a false nine. Mm. I don't think that's an attacking lineup, Owen. The task is defeat Real Madrid by two goals. So you pick a 3-6-1 effectively. You've got Conor Gallagher in your team. Mm-hmm. You've got on the bench Raheem Sterling, Mikhailo Mudrik, Joao Felix, guys like this. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Conor Gallagher is playing in your team against Real Madrid as a fourth central midfielder.
Right, because he's the closest approximation of Frank Lampard as a player. In style of play, I don't mean. In level of play.
If Frank Lampard had had the footballing ability of Conor Gallagher, you would never have heard of Frank Lampard. You would never... No one would have ever heard of him. It would be like Scotty Canham would be like, who? Frank who? You know? But it just amazes me that you can have that guy on the pitch. The whole point with Chelsea is that they've got way too many players. You know, they've got like, have you seen Thiago Silva's interview? Thiago Silva did like an interview in Portuguese after the game. And he's like, yeah, you know, we've made a lot of mistakes. You know, we've got to stop buying players. We have to make our dressing room bigger to fit all the players in. You know, this is Thiago Silva saying this. Like, can you imagine what those players think? You know, like, I mean, we now have, so they've used 33 players, and you know, that's more than you can have in your squad, right? So they've already got way too many players for even to name a squad. Like, they have to leave all these guys out. And then, yeah, okay, so this is a problem. I mean, you've not only got your usual situation of guys who are playing and then people who want to play and aren't playing and are kind of annoyed by that. You've got this whole other, like, class of irrelevant entities who are there every day, like, just have nothing to do with anything, you know, they've got no chance. And then somehow, despite this massive overpopulation of players, you put Conor Gallagher in the team against Real Madrid.
Cool fact, A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sport is a great thing, Pádraic, and especially hurling, our sport, the greatest sport that was ever played by any man. They're getting their reward today, mixed with this brilliant blend of youth, fire and enthusiasm, and so thrilled for them. Clare men, rivals of ours all our lives. But you know, the Cranberries go up around Crow Park. Dolores, one of their own, Pádraic, magic, magic moment for them.
Well, it's a highly emotional...
Oh no, my stomach is burning here, lads, I tell you. Oh dear.
Who's going to win it, guys?
Limerick.
Excuse me?
Dowling! On your fire!
He didn't go to blow the onion bag off the back of the net. He went to place it to the corner.
Limerick are on the brink of a historic breakthrough at Croke Park.
Limerick better wake up here because Galway are back in the game big time.
Cruised into the top of the net. Is there any into the drama, Pádraic?
And Galway are within one of Limerick.
It's hard to watch.
Oh, man, I don't know what to say here.
Could he possibly, from 2-3 metres outside his own 45, the greatest sport that was ever played by any man?
That's a massive ask.
If you wanted one man in the history of hurling to hit it for you, you might want it to be Joe Kenning.
I think the long wait is over.
How long is it again to wait?
Well, since 2007.
Well, 1973 is the last time they won. Well.
Limerick have it! Limerick are coming away with
it! Yeah!
If the rest of the world only knew about this sport, this is incredible.
Limerick have beaten Galway! 1973! And today, 2018...
The Hurling Championship begins this weekend with Limerick going for 4 All-Irelands in a row. But are they achieving their current domination through fair means or foul? Malachy Clerkin and Jamie Wall discuss.
Garrod Hegarty has been the leading scorer from play in the last 3 All-Ireland finals. On the day of the All-Ireland final last year, when I realised that this was a stat, I didn't have an awful lot of time because I was up against deadlines. So I went back through like maybe the previous 20 years to find had that happened before. I still haven't found the last player who did that in 3 All-Ireland finals in a row. Like, whatever people think, and I know people from other counties look at him and go, Jesus, if he was refereed properly, how good, like, you know, really how good would he be allowed to be? But that's an extraordinary level of performance on the day that matters.
I'm a little uneasy with some of that coverage that goes around Limerick, and I actually think that it's a little bit kind of, it's a little bit kind of, sometimes it's, you hear that coverage a lot in Tipperary, right? I've just said now that they seem traumatised. Like, this notion that Limerick are somehow a dirtier team than others are there.
It's not dirty. No, it's not dirty. It's they tackle in a way.
That's a euphemism that is, for dirty.
Well, you could say potato, potato, but it's, but they tackle beyond what the rules say you're supposed to tackle.
What do the rules say you're supposed to tackle? Because I'm coaching the bloody game. But that's rubbish. Like, I don't think that they're any rougher than any successful team that has gone before them in the 20 years that I've been coherently watching hurling anyway.
Do you not think that they tackle in groups in a way that is different to the way that other teams do? Do you not think that they
Kilkenny
tackle
and the spare hand tackle is
do you not
I
think that they
like
tackle higher than other teams do?
I don't think that, we'll say, for example, Garrod Hegarty was taken as an example there of someone who can, let's say, to use another euphemism, who can handle himself, right? I would suggest the very best players all could and had to. Joe Cannon could handle himself. Yeah, yeah. Owen Kelly could handle himself. Yeah. Like, it's all well and good to say Garrod Hegarty, you know, he could be reffed a bit differently, like, but I don't know, like, I'm a small bit uneasy about it. I kind of think, like, I don't know too many hurlers at senior inter-county level who are angels. In fact, I go as far as to say I know none. And I would consider that there's a small bit of kind of pearl clutching, and there's also, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, a small bit of snobbery because it's Limerick, where people are kind of... The Kilkenny team that was as dominant as they were, and they're the obvious parallel. Everyone's talking about the parallels between the two teams at the moment. Like, they tackled on the edge, or so it was said, and that was the coverage, like, at the time.
But they got criticised for
but
it. The same as Limerick.
But I don't think to the same extent
Jesus,
that, like...
Jamie, they surely did. Like the amount of times that Cody got pissed off at people talking about Tommy Walsh. like it was a constant. And I think to use them as an example is perfect, because maybe that's what this is. It's just tall poppy syndrome. Maybe it's just everybody looking for a way to find fault in this fantastic team.
Where do you stand on all that, Murph? A filthy shower, these Limerick lads?
Are they a filthy shower? I don't think they're a filthy shower, but I do think they like a high tackle. I mean, I'm not 100% in lockstep with senior hurling analyst Jamie Wall there.
Do they just like a high tackle because they're so high?
Yeah, I mean, there's
most of them stand
of
about 6'3" high minimum.
Garrod Hegarty would need to be on his knees to tackle at a regular level. That is true. But yeah, I mean, they throw the hurley back, and you know, sometimes maybe they're not overly concerned about what's back there on. And sometimes it's other players' heads. That is unfortunately a fact of life. But I can't help but admire the crap out of their brilliant hurling also. So yeah. I mean, you know, it's the rough and tumble of Championship Hurling. We're going to be watching it for 3 months. We should probably get used to it.
It was a great chat with Jamie and Malachy. Jamie was in studio for the first time, so that was a nice little bonus for our members. You can sign up now to hear that one, to hear everything else that's going on, and to support the show. SecondCaptains.com, €5 a month, plus VAT. The Second Captains podcast, it's part of something bigger, though. What is that?
Can I just stop you right there? Because I'm going to tell you that The Second Captains is part of the Acast creator. Now, it's not community.
No.
It's not community. It's network.
Network.
It's the Acast creator network.
Which phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The Second Captains World Service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.